trenches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 71 of Within the Trenches. Now, it's been about, it's probably been about a month since I posted the last episode. And, it's just because of the fact that I've been really busy with work. And, I'm not letting this show go at all. It's just been a lot of things that I've been doing. And so I apologize for that, of course. But starting with this episode, there's going to be a lot of things coming out. And, I've got people that I've been talking to that I want to get on the show, and a lot of different things that that I've been building up since the last episode. And I'll get to a lot of that here in just a moment. And I guess, this episode really is just going to be, me kind of talking about things that that's going to be happening in the future with the show, some new guests, and, things that have been going on since, it's been a year. Yesterday marked the year that I've been out of dispatch, so I'm going to get to that as well. The most recent thing that I've been doing is traveling a lot. I've been doing a lot of traveling for my job and training dispatchers on, different things. Most recently, I was at Kanawha County, their Metro 911. This is in West Virginia. And now I can actually talk about it because they've actually gone live, and it's, in the media and everything. So I can actually talk about where I've been. But I was there training their awesome staff on Texan 911 on our platform, Texty. And I've been there. I did that twice. I went to West Virginia twice to teach them how to do the outbound as well as the inbound. And like I said, a great group of people. I just want to say thanks to Russell, Rick, Brooke, and Mike, and your entire staff. You guys are awesome. And it was a good time, being there and, just seeing kind of the sights around there and enjoying my time while teaching an awesome group how to use these new, this new tech for dispatch. My co-host, Whitney. Okay, so it's been a while since she's been on. I think it was maybe episode 40 was the last one that she was on, and I recently saw her. Now, in that episode, though, we had been talking about why she's been missing in action, and she announced that she was pregnant, and when I saw her last, it was just this past Friday, I saw her for her baby shower, which was a good time. We had a lot of people there, a lot of people that I hadn't seen in such a long time because I've been away from dispatch. So it was nice to visit with all of my old co-workers and the officers and such. And so she's got about 3 weeks left. So she's really close. And, we were talking about, getting back together and doing an episode. Probably not before she has her baby, because it would be our luck that we'd be recording an episode and she would go into labor right there. And that would be rather interesting. You'd hear us laughing and then it would just go to craziness, and then the episode would stop. So, and that'd be wild to hear either way. So maybe we'll try it. I don't know, but congrats again to Whitney and her husband, Ben. They're going to make great parents, and I'm just very happy for them. Now, as I was saying, yesterday marked, by the way, I'm currently, I just got a chance to break from some work I was doing, and so I'm kind of on my lunch break, so I wanted to, before I started eating, do a quick episode to just, keep you updated and let you know things that have been going on. But I am in the UP, or for those who don't know what the UP is, the Upper Peninsula here in Michigan, and I'm here to train. I have a training class that starts in a few hours, and so I'm currently in the hotel. So if you end up hearing a lot of banging or anything like that on the walls, hammering or anything, they're doing a lot of remodeling in this hotel right now. So if for some reason you hear some craziness in the background, that's what's going on. Nobody's trying to break into my room to assassinate me or anything like that. So yeah, just in case you're wondering, what is all that noise going on in the background? That's what's going on. So Yeah, I'm up here, teaching on a backup phone system, and everything's been going really good. I've been enjoying these trips up here to the UP because I actually had not been up here since I was about 10 or 11, somewhere around there. So it's been nice to come up here. The drive is a little long, but the drive has been good. I love seeing, good scenery. It's been relaxing, actually. So, but anyway, as I was saying, yesterday marked July 22nd. It marked my year from being, it was my last shift in dispatch, and it was kind of weird waking up yesterday because I almost flashed back, or I did flash back. I flashed back to my that morning that I woke up for my last shift, and I think I did a it was either a 1-to-1 or a 2-to-2, and I was gonna get out early, and then my team, who consisted of at that time Whitney and Jill and Tammy, we decided that what we were gonna do is that that morning when we all got out, we were going to do a tailgate. Now, we had always joked about it, always said, you know what, on my last day, we need to tailgate. We need to go into the parking lot and grill up some food and play some cornhole and the beanbag game, as other people say it, or backyard beanbag toss, one or the other. It's cornhole either way. We were gonna do that in the parking lot because it, I don't know, it just seemed like a funny thing to do. So we had talked about that, and so I was gonna go home at 1 or 2 in the morning or whatever, whichever it was, and then I was gonna come right back. And or I was just going to hang out there and dispatch until they were done with their shift, and then we were going to go into the parking lot. Well, a coworker ended up calling in, so I ended up just taking the overtime, which was good. Get some last overtime for my final shift, and I just worked with my team the rest of the night, which was awesome. It was good that actually happened because I got to spend more time with them, and it was bittersweet. Had a great experience working in dispatch all those years, and especially with the all my coworkers, everybody out in the field, and I can't say enough about it. It was great. However, starting a new chapter in my life, with InDigital, the company that I work with now, I knew I was making the right choice. Even though I knew I was going to miss everyone, I knew I was making the right choice for myself and my family. And it's been great working for this company, and I've done a lot. But when coming up, or building up to that last day, that morning when I woke up a year ago, it was crazy. I was nervous. I was scared. Am I making the right decision? Should I do this? What's going to happen? All those things were going through my head, and in the end, I did feel, like I said, that I was making the right choice, and I felt good about it. But driving the dispatch that day, it was weird. Like almost every song I heard made me, it was something that made me feel sad about going in for my last shift. And I remember at one point, I got teary-eyed, and I was sitting in the parking lot of the dispatch center before I went in, and I was just sitting there, and I kept thinking, you got to go in. You've got to go in sooner or later. And I was just staring at the building, and I finally got out of the car, and I'm trying to keep it together, and I walked into the dispatch center, and I was just looking around. I was looking at the lobby. I ended up going to the locker room and just standing there and looking around. Our lockers in there, when I first started working there, number 13 was mine. And it was weird. I was just like staring at that locker. And then I walked out, and then I ended up going through the different rooms in the center. And I was just kind of taking pictures in my head, to remember everything, and just thinking about all the stuff that I went through working there, good, bad, sad, everything. And before I forget, one of the things I want to do is get my original team together that I worked with. One of the girls that I worked with, she doesn't work there anymore. Her name is Alexis, but my original team that I worked with was at that time my supervisor Megan, Alexis, Trista, and Joel. So I want to see if I can get them all together and, you know, record an episode for the show so that we can talk about everything that we did and everything that we went through. And I also want to do that with the team that I have or had, I mean, towards the end. So that it was myself, Whitney, Jill, and then we had Michelle. Tammy was there as well, but Michelle, I think, was on there a little bit longer. But either way, I want to get them all on so that you know, we can just kind of reminisce and tell stories about the things that we did, because oh man, it was such a good time. And yeah, there's a lot, you know, that we did. But you know, one of the things that I got to do when I was in dispatch, I think it was one of the coolest things. I always wanted to do it, and I finally got the chance. And if it seems like I'm skipping all over the place, it's because I am. There's so much that I want to say that I can't, you know, just fully get it out in one fell swoop. So yeah, I'm going to be jumping around. So if it's kind of confusing, I apologize. But one of the cool things I got to do was the Santa BOL, and it was something that I wanted to do forever. I always heard about it, and I finally got the chance. So I'm going to play that right now. I know I've played it before, but not everybody has heard it. Like I said, this is episode 71. So I couldn't even tell you where that episode would be located, which number it's on, that I had mentioned this before. So I'm going to play that right now.
Falcon Central to all stations and units, prepare to copy of BOL. Central, continuing on the BOL. We're getting multiple reports of a suspicious vehicle that appears to be flying and led by a bright red light. First reports advise that it was eastbound over Lake Michigan, but just now we got a call that it went over the 34-mile marker towards Finville and Allegan. Caller advised that it swooped down low enough to get a description of a jolly white-haired man in a red suit flying a sleigh full of toys with eight tiny reindeer. Caller says that the man yelled a Merry Christmas and waved before flying off. The caller did catch the plate on the sleigh that read Santa won. Make sure to keep an eye out. It looks like Santa has come to town. Such is clear at 2000 hours.
That was awesome. Now, I have to say, and I'm sure you noticed, there was one part where I think I said he was flying a red sleigh, or I don't know. There was some part in there where I messed it up. And I remember that right before I did that transmission for that BOL, I was so nervous. I mean, I was nervous enough that my palms were sweaty, and yeah, it was weird. You know, I would talk on the radio all the time. You know, that's what I do. I talk on the radio. But when it came to that, for whatever reason, I was nervous as hell, and I jacked up that one part. But the cool thing about it, though, was that I ended up getting a call from a fire chief. From a, I believe it was a surrounding county, and it must have been the one south of us. And he had called up, and he thanked me, or he wanted to speak to the person who had done that. So they gave me the phone, and he thanked me for doing it. He said that his granddaughter had been listening to the radio and heard that, and that she, you know, got all kinds of happy, and then she rushed to bed. And you know, he had said that, you know, he wished more people had would do that. And so that was really cool to do that, and then, you know, have him call in and talk to me and thank me for it. So that was, you know, one of the great moments. You know, it's something small, but it meant a lot to me. Also, you know, my last day in dispatch, I did my final radio transmission. Now, some of you have heard it, some of you haven't, so I'm going to play that as well. And working up to this part, it was another thing. I was nervous, and you might not be able to hear it. Maybe I can hear it because I know how I felt that day, but my lip was kind of quivering towards the middle of it when I was talking, and I got sad, and I was trying to hold it together because I kept thinking, you know, don't cry. You know, don't be that guy. But yeah, I ended up getting it out. And just to explain something really quick, there's a part in there where I start doing some sound effects. And I think I even say meow in there as well. Now, there were a lot of times in dispatch where, and a lot of you know, a lot of you listening to this, you know that, you know, in dispatch, you don't have a lot of funny moments You know, because the craziest crap happens. And when you do have those funny moments, you appreciate it. And, you know, in the middle of the night, because I work nights, pretty much the whole time I worked in dispatch, except for one, I think I was maybe 6 months that I worked days, and it was when I first became a supervisor in Allegan County. But on nights around 2:30, 3 o'clock, or maybe even earlier than that, you know, there's not a lot going on. And, you know, of course, if it was a full moon, the crazies come out and it's just nuts all night. But there would be some shifts where there was, you know, nothing going on. There would be 2 to 3, almost 4 hours where there'd be nothing going on. And, you know, any little transmission, just a time check or anything like that, we would throw out meow or, you know, just that sound effect. And that comes from Saving Silverman. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie or not, but there, if you have, then you know what I'm talking about. But there's this scene where these two characters they're going into this house, and they've got these walkie-talkies. And Jack Black is one of the characters who's breaking into this house. And with the walkie-talkie, when you hit the button, it makes the sound. Well, he's making the sound the way I'm making the sound with my mouth. And the other guy tells him, you don't have to make the sound because the walkie-talkie does it for you. And he goes, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, last time. And, you know, he just keeps doing it. So that's what we were doing on the radio. And so we started doing that. There was also a sniff that we would do. And it sounds so stupid, but it was fun. And, you know, it just broke up the silence that can be radio sometimes, which silence is good too, but when it's boring and you just kind of want to laugh and liven things up, you know, we would just hit the key. We would just key up and do a quick sniff. Now, it was something that someone had started, and I would answer the same way, and then it just picked up from there, and a lot of people started doing it. So it was a lot of fun. There was also a giggity. We tried to throw in a giggity there somewhere. And, you know, 420, we do a time check at 420. I won't go through the explanation of 420. You can Google it, but, I'm sure you probably know. Either way, it was funny. But, here's the final transmission from that day. And that last day was, yeah, like I keep saying, it was bittersweet, but it was pretty good. It was great. My coworker Whitney and Jill, they hooked me up that day. It was good. They made everything pleasant, and you know, we had a good time after we got out of there. We shared a lot of stories during that night, and Whitney took video of my last transmission. So I thank her very much for that, because now I'm always going to have that. And so here it is.
Allegan Central to all stations and units. My 8 years here have come to an end now. It has been an excellent experience. Giggity and Godspeed. It's been a pleasure and an honor working with all of you. I'm out. 420.
420.
Hoorah!
I know.
Yeah, that was nice.
Where do you start?
Oh, that was so good. I like to watch that every now and then. It's weird to look at it and think that it's, you know, it's been that long since I've been there. But it's been one hell of a year since then. I've been doing so much stuff. I mean, so my last day in dispatch was July 22nd, like I said. My year was yesterday. And my first day within digital was the 23rd. So now, today, I'm actually marking my year anniversary within digital. And like I said, it's been a hell of a year. I mean, it's just gone by so fast. And there's been so much that has happened. And, you know, I thank, you know, everybody for everything that's gone on in my life. You know, this show, really, you know, it's kind of how InDigital found me, was from this show, from the Kickstarter campaign, and just keeping, you know, with them, you know, talking with them. At first, it was going to start out as just, you know, web development to, you know, just to contract from them. So I was going to be dispatching, but I would contract with them for web development. But then, you know, eventually it turned into something bigger, and it's been amazing. And I'm training dispatchers now, and you know, I've gone back to my old dispatch center and have talked to my coworker or my former coworkers and have said, you know, they have asked, you know, do you miss the place? And I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, I miss all of you guys. I miss my dispatch family, and you're always going to be my family. And, but I love what I'm doing now because I get to travel and I get to be in different dispatch centers and meet all these different dispatchers. And believe it or not, everybody has the same type of stories. But you know, the different aspects of it. But it's been awesome to go into these different dispatch centers and even conferences and meet dispatchers and directors and talk to them and show them how to do all this awesome stuff. It's been very, very rewarding. So yeah, I can't thank this company enough for everything that's gone on. Yeah, the traveling, the teaching, it's just been amazing. Like I can't say enough, but, you know, going on from that, you know, so what's the future of this show, you know, within the trenches? It first started out as just my blog and, just me telling my stories, and it's just evolved. You know, it's been traveling and speaking to people, going to conferences, getting, having new people come on, you know, those that have won awards, talk about their, you know, their situations from, you know, how they got that award, you know, the call that they took that got them that award, you know, what it was like for them listening to their tapes and playing them and you getting to listen to their story. It's been great. And the show is always going to be about dispatch first and telling those stories. But now for the future, it's evolving into more like a continuing education and bringing on, you know, different vendors that, that have, you know, stuff that's specific for dispatch. Like when I was in Nashville, you know, I spoke to Kathleen with Cybex, and you know, they have the, you know, their console that has, you know, a treadmill that, you know, it has that attachment, or a bike. You know, they're all about, you know, health and, you know, for dispatch. I mean, of course, the dispatching furniture, but this aspect, it goes towards the health of dispatchers. And you know, so it's things like that that I want to bring to my audience. And, you know, getting together with, you know, training companies and organizations to continue the continuing education for dispatchers, because, you know, since I've been doing this within digital and training, it's, you know, it's become a big part of my life, and it's something that I want to continue to do and use this show as, you know, a vehicle to throw it out there to you so that you can get this. And this is for free, which is the best thing, is that it's free. You know, you're not spending any money to get a hold of this. And so that's something that I really want to focus on, is not only just to, you know, get all these, you know, dispatch stories out there and highlight, which is a huge thing as well. You know, like I said, it's always going to be dispatch first and to tell the stories, because, you know, you guys out there don't get the recognition that you should. And, you know, if you do, you probably don't get it enough. And I think that you should be highlighted and you should tell your story. You know, it's huge. That's, it's all I can say. I don't know how else to put it, but, and then with the continuing education, you know, I want to try to partner up with, you know, those within NENA, and to, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get a chance to finally get Ty Wooten on the show, and we can talk more about education, because it's one big thing that I really want to push. And, you know, other training companies like PowerPhone, PSTC, and Success Communications, and, you know, have one of their instructors come onto the show and maybe highlight one of their classes to talk about it. And, you know, not so much teach the entire class on one episode, but, you know, talk about it, the different aspects, you know, different things you can do, techniques, and then, you know, maybe that will bring you and your PSAP closer to, you know, getting that entire class, to bring them to you. You know, it only helps out dispatch, the dispatch center and their company to, you know, to do something like this. And one thing I want to mention though, is, you know, Success Communications, they actually have a 911-491 conference that's going to be coming up, and this is going to be in Chicago, and that's September 18th and 19th. It's a motivational conference. Now, this is taken from their site, so this is not from me. But it's a motivational conference for those who answer the call for help. And, you know, I've talked to Kelly before, and, you know, they have this coming up. And, you know, maybe I end up getting her on here as well so she can talk more about it and you guys can hear about it and learn more. But, you know, and also if you're going to be at the APCO conference in a few weeks in New Orleans, I'm going to be there as well. I'm not going to be there doing anything for the show, but I'll be there with my company. And if you can, stop by our booth, the Indigital booth, for some awesome swag and also to check out our Text and I Want platform, Texty. So we're going to be there we're going to be there for the whole week, but, you know, the two main days for the expo hall, we're going to be there. So make sure to check us out. Say hello. You know, maybe we can exchange numbers and such, and you can be a guest on the show. And we can talk about your story. Or another thing I'm working on is sort of a dispatch lab where and that's going to be combined with the continuing education, you know, within the trenches dispatch lab, but also almost like a dispatcher's roundtable type thing where I would have people come onto the show probably via Skype or Google Hangouts Live. And it would be, you know, a couple dispatchers, maybe some vendors, training coordinators, directors, you know, something like that. 4 to 5 people, maybe more like 3 to 4 people that would come on, and we would talk about specific topics, not just your stories, but specific topics dealing with the 911 community. So there's a lot of things that that are coming up with the show, and I just want to be able to, you know, give you the best quality of show and content to you know, continue your interest and your education and to keep you within the 911 community. You know, that's going to be the wrap up of this episode 71. And if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be on the show, please email me at wttpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, and that's going to be at 911 podcast. And you can find me on Facebook, or the show on Facebook, actually, and make sure to like us. And that's going to be facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this episode will be available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, as well as Spreaker. And I'm also trying to bring on SoundCloud. And then everything is hosted up on the jabberlog.com. Have a good one.